Alright, good night everyone, and welcome to episode 3 of the Upfield Vibes Fantasy League podcast. I have me here in the studio, Two Cents, and this is the special curfew edition. Two Cents, what's going on?
Hey, what's good? You tell me, you want that curfew?
Boy, pressure, boy, pressure there. We're on the lockdown, dread. Can't move. The road quiet.
That revisited the coup?
You understand? Not a person on the road, boy. When you're living in a hot spot too now.
Yeah, you're in a hot spot, you're a bad man.
Yes, sir. But yeah. I hear you have a hurricane coming too.
Yeah, boy, it's pressure right now. Man, I don't get a can goods, the torchlight. You know what I'm saying?
Pressure right or wrong, though. So what we're gonna do is just recap the first couple of weeks that passed, game week one, game week two. Then look at some of the transfers in the league and just share some thoughts, and then go through a preview of the coming weeks. So, first of all, how you make out with them site issues, them server issues with the fantasy league?
I didn't really have much problems. My team was kind of set before the first week. I mean, I wanted to like change the captain. The only thing that really prevented me from doing was changing the captain. But other than that, my team was the team that I wanted to have. So I don't really have any complaints about, you know, the side, but I know a lot of other people had problems.
Yeah, boy, because like I had kind of picked my side, but I was waiting to hear what was going on with Chelsea, and then I was like, by Friday evening I'll come back and fix it and change Drogba for Rooney and change, see if Bosingwa starting, and I just trying to gain up to, I line up to 6 that morning.
Wow.
I try and I was like, sold, yes, but say what?
Well, you don't know when you go online till 6 again, so.
For real, eh?
So right now, IRL people might go school bazaar just now.
School bazaar?
Might go back to school, dance, looking for daytime party.
That's best to bring that back. Party man, Holy Cross, you know? So, yeah, man, so how the first 2 game weeks treat you so far in the fantasy?
The first week wasn't all that great. The second week I improved. The first week I didn't really do that great, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you might need to bust a wild card in the third week, you know, three.
Never. My wild card doesn't bust until like week 20 something. You know what I'm saying? I notice you're doing well.
I get 55, first week 55, you know. I tell you, I'm coming tough this year, I'm coming tough.
Alright, that's good. I mean, you should try and go as far ahead as possible.
So, I mean, just to recap, you know, who you would say is the man who showed something in the last 2 weeks to say, well, yeah. I mean, for me, I feel silver right now is the only man I look at to say, well, that's a man you must have on your side, you know?
I mean, I tell you, before the season start, I looking at Bent. Like, I going to Bent every week probably because due to the fact, as I said, like, Manu, is Rooney, is Welbeck, is Chicharito, is Bubatov.
Yeah.
Chelsea, is Drogba, Torres, you don't know, Anelka. So for me, I need Bent or, like, Suarez. People playing every week, you know what I'm saying? Every week.
Like, he's the man on his side kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you on that. Because I didn't have him week one. And then when I get that extra free transfers week two, I say, well, I can't take a chance and not bring him in. And he do it, you know?
Yeah, well, I had Captain Ben this week. That's all I had. I think I got like 56 this week. Because the first week was like about 30-something. I think like 37.
Yeah.
Didn't do that great in the first week. But Captain Ben, week two, and he bring it through for me.
And I see... I know you get frightened when you see Maluda on the bench there.
Thank God the coach take off Kalu very early. Serious Kobo sweat, but it was worth it.
Yeah, for real. So yeah, I mean, for me, you know, I think I do alright to start, just to kind of try and keep it up and see where going, you know. So
You need to, because I mean, you don't have long to glass. I mean, by week six, I taken over everybody. So, men should enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah, we go see. So, we talk about some of the transfers in the last couple of weeks. I mean, it have like one more week left in the transfer window, so this is gonna be a big week. Real goings and comings, like Man City, I know, have Real men to sell off.
Yeah.
And when
well, Adebayor already went to Tottenham.
Oh, you went already?
Yeah.
All right. Well, what do you think about? You feel you consider him or?
Definitely. I mean, he better than anything Tottenham have right now. Right. I mean, Defoe, Crouch, Pavlyuchenko. I think Pavlyuchenko was the top scorer last year, and he don't even get much playing time. So
Redknapp, I don't know if Redknapp though. He's a man was good. Was with surety goals anytime he start, but I don't know what going with any last year.
Well, I mean, I don't know. People always say class permanent, but I never really read Defoe like that anyway. I think he's too selfish. You know, I mean, that's good for fantasy. He'll score goals, but in football in terms, I wouldn't really want him on my team.
All right. But Adebayo definitely, I mean, when you look at Spurs' side too and how they play, Bale on the one side, who's get on the wing and cross the ball, is Lennon on the next side, you know.
I don't really rate Lennon either. I mean, I think he just have pace.
Yeah.
They just English people just caught up with like the pace. He just have pace on the right, but he don't really have much to his game. He needs to seriously improve on his crossing, and he probably like 25, 26 by now. It's not like he 19 and he will improve in the next years to come. So I think Lennon real hit and miss. I love Bale though, he high quality.
Yeah, Bale is it. I wouldn't buy him. But, yeah, Bale is fire. So, that is Adebayo. What about the next one? The man who went City, Nasri.
Nasri? I think he's a boss, basically. I mean, I had an argument with some friends. Like, everybody, I think it was like 9 men say Fabregas was better, and I was the only man say I like Nasri. I just think he's more dynamic. I mean, I'm sure most people listening will disagree with me as well. But I think Nasri just real dynamic. He have more to his game, you know. He don't just have like the passing and the movement of Fabregas. He have more goals, I think.
I don't know how to disagree with that because Fabregas.
I would expect it, as I said, like 9 of 10 of my friends, you know, was arguing with me for crazy. But I really like Nasri game. I like that kind of player. He more versatile. He can play right, left, behind the striker. He can play deep in the midfield. Although, I like that versatility.
I would have liked to see him stay Arsenal 1 year to have that central role as the owner. I feel if he had done that, he'd have light up the league.
I think so too. But I mean, I still think he would make a lot of points in Man City. I mean, I don't know what formation Mancini is going to use, but I believe he might have the option of like Silva cutting in from the right, Nasri cutting in from the left, and whoever in the middle, you know, Tevez, Aguero, Dzeko, whoever you have in the middle. But I think he could use Nasri and Silva on the wings. And they both price at 9.5, so but that's nice.
As you're saying that too, I watching that too because it's like I wondering if now Nasri going there to eat some of Silva food, you know what I mean?
We had to wait and see with Mancini, but the thing is too, he also said he wants a lot of men so he could rotate, so you don't know who won play every game. That's now Champions League starting. I mean, we had the Champions League draw today. Man City even in a very tough group, so you don't know
if you might like Villarreal, save. And who again?
They have Villarreal, Bayern Munich, and I believe Napoli.
Napoli, yeah, that is the group of that there.
Yeah, so I mean, you don't know if Mancini will save those guys for the Champions League games. You don't know if any EPL games you might see somebody like Milner or Adam Johnson on the wing. So it's gonna get very interesting when Champions League start.
For real. And what about the big signing for Chelsea, Mata?
Well, that's a boss. I highly rate that youth. That's a boss. I mean, I think he's like 9.5 too, right?
That ain't bad, you know. If you consider Malouda's 10.5.
Yeah.
And he gained short starts and they're looking for him to create something.
I'm looking for Mata to get a lot of assists. And hopefully he get to take some free kicks and stuff as well. So, I don't know if, you know, there's a hierarchy there with, like, Lampard and Drogba and them guys, but hopefully you're going to take a couple of set pieces too.
I'll tell you this, son. People will be real surprised when I say this, but I feel it's time for Lampard to take a little backseat, really, man. He ain't adding much right now, you know?
I mean, That's just the English game. English people in general, they like certain things, and it now starting to change where you see players like Silva, Mata coming in. They're not like necessarily physically strong or anything like that, but they could play the game. I mean, they knit a team together. Like the people, everybody watching how Barca does play, and everybody want to get that little bit of that. Even though the whole team, the team structure might be rugged, they still want a little piece of creativity.
Yeah,
they want a piece of creativity with the team, and that's basically what matters. I mean, Chelsea don't really have anybody like that other than let me say Bennayoun, and Bennayoun is a couple levels below Mata, so.
Yeah, he's crying out for that. I mean,
yeah, everybody looking for that. That's how the Man City get Silva, Arsenal had Nazri and Fabregas. I mean,
yeah, it's gonna be interesting, man. It's gonna be interesting to see how he.
Yeah, I think Mata within a matter of weeks will be probably in Chelsea team every week. Honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, well, by next
week. I will buy him more than I would buy Nazri just because I'm scared of the rotation in Man City.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I will have Mata in my team more. And I mean, I know he's a Chelsea fan, so that's a great buy for you guys. Yeah. I mean, I can't hit.
That's a great hit on that. All right, so that is basically the main transfers that happened in the last 2 days. I mean, I know it have just Joey Barton doing a medical QPR.
Yeah, I have a lot of small transfers. Some guy from MLS went to Blackburn, things like that.
Yeah, here and there. So, but like I say, next week will be a big week. So, looking forward to this coming game week, which is game week number 3, and looking through the fixtures, what we're going to do is just come up with, so, who you like for captain this game week coming here?
Captain, I would have to say Suarez at home to Bolton, because you see the Chelsea-Bolton game, Bolton defense not too strong, and I think it will be a lot of, you'll need to score probably another 3 goals again to win this game. So I will back Suarez. He scored in each of the first 2 games.
The City-Bolton game last weekend.
Oh yeah, City-Bolton, yeah. So I think Suarez would be a good choice for captain this week. I mean, it have a lot of other options, but I would say Suarez.
Suarez is a good pick, but, and there's a little bias coming in for captain, boy, I feel, and only because he in my side, I give him one last chance to make he pick. Torres this week, Dredd. If he can't score at least 2 goals home to Norwich, then I give up. I pelted him.
I don't know if anybody listening remember when in the first episode we talked last year, that was your downfall, keeping Torres in your team too long, so you already start bad again this year.
Yeah, well, I give him the chance.
You give him a chance. Give me a chance to pass it. That's what I want. Give me a chance.
All right, so looking at the games too, if you had to go with a player who's a cheap option to do something this week,
a cheap option would be this week, I would say Ryan Taylor from Newcastle, because he scored a nice free kick last week, and Newcastle home to Fulham now, and they haven't allowed a goal yet, so he have a chance of a clean sheet. He taking set pieces, and Fulham is not really much of a goal threat, and I'm not too sure, but I think Zamora injured this week too, so I would go to Ryan Taylor in the defense from Newcastle.
And he's only 4.1, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Alright. Well, my cheap pick, I mean, as a man right up Swansea, and because of that, I go in with Nathan Dyer, playing on the wing, he involved, I think he picked up full bonus last week, and Swansea home to Sunderland. I don't really rate up Sunderland away too much. I don't think they have that much to offer. And I think, Swansea, they draw 2 games. They played well, but they draw, and they're home in front of their fans. They could pull off.
No, they draw one game. They draw one game. Man City beat them 4-0, but that is a good pick. I had him on my bench this last week, so I didn't get those points. So.
Yeah.
But he's a good pick.
Right. All right. So, and looking through the games, if you had to go with a side to get a clean sheet.
A clean sheet this week, I would definitely have to probably say Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Chelsea home to Norwich. I mean, that should be a nice game. And Chelsea defense looking good with Cole and Bosengwa. They both get bonus.
Yeah. I feel they might have some changes in the defense, though, because I feel... Ivanovic might come in for Alex based on what happened in the last game.
Okay,
But we
okay.
gotta look out for it and see. But yeah, I agree with that. Chelsea per clean sheet. But going back to Swansea, I mean, they keep a clean sheet at Wigan last week. This week they have Sunderland, home to Sunderland, and I find the keeper looking real good. You know, and I also look at them for a clean sheet personally, you know.
Alright.
So now in terms of goals this week, which fixtures jumping out at you?
Goals, well, I mean, Man U Arsenal, definitely. I mean, Arsenal defense in a mess right now.
I totally not on board with that dread. I have a
I
rule.
Mean,
any
U,
fixture
how many
with
goals?
Big
How many
teams.
goals, Man U score so far? I mean, how many
But
did they score against Tottenham?
but there's always score goals home to Tottenham.
Well, I mean, Arsenal defense not much different from Tottenham. I mean,
Arsenal would step up to the
Arsenal,
plate.
Arsenal don't even have a left back. I think Sané are playing left back, so like, Nani will do him whatever he want basically.
I feel them big pictures, them rivalries and thing is always be tight, right? And I ain't think Arsenal go roll over.
I think Manu scoring 2 to 3 this week. Definitely more than one.
That is a 1-1 or 2-1 game, right?
Obviously,
you come back and
I back in Manu for goals. Plus the thing to it, Manu is fellas hungry. Welbeck wanna keep his place. Chicharito wanna come back in the lineup. Rooney always wanna score. I mean, they'll wanna rub that team into the ground. I think Manu coming out hot, and also that Manu Arsenal game is the last fixture of the week, so they will gonna have a chance to see what everybody do before them. If let me say Man City, when they would want to score more goals to be on top of the league by goal difference, I mean, I'm sure Sir Alex not telling them, well, yeah, we had to be on top of the league in week 3. But just in the back, and it will be in the back of my mind. They'll want to score on Arsenal.
Yeah, but I just feel that's the kind of game where men is come and they're up for the game and they come in to fight. And, you know, it's not rolling over in them kind of games. I ain't seen Arsenal taking like 3.
Arsenal was not pretty fight against Liverpool last week, that's what I'm saying.
But nah, there wasn't a mess. There are a couple of men coming back now, but you know.
Alright.
We go see. But for me, goals this week, I looking at that Liverpool game. I mean, Liverpool home to Bolton. Bolton defense and looking that hot. You know, Liverpool looking like they have something, and then Suarez looking real good. Carroll due for a goal by now, you know. So I feel like it's a game where I could see like a 3 goals from Liverpool, maybe a 3-1, maybe even a 3-2 again, you know.
All right. Well, I agree because I picked Suarez for captain. So
true. So yeah, so that's basically it. You know, we looking to come back with the podcast again, probably every 2-3 game weeks. The next podcast, we hope to have a guest from the Soka Warriors Forum on board, come in and give us, share the thoughts with us. Look out as well for FPL Vibes Smorgasbord, where the participants here are going and pick a few players and match them up against each other to see how they come out within a few weeks. So stay tuned and remember www.sokawarriors.net. Check it out, you know. And that is it. So good night. 2 cents.
All right, good night,
man. Pick up laters.